Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. For as long as Linux has been around, but that's another anniversary, I guess. It's been, what is it, 25 years since the first version of Linux came out, I guess I should find something to link in the show notes. But my chances are you've probably read it anyway, or you've heard about it. I have, no joke, been playing with Linux distributions lately. And most of the ones I've been playing with were either based on the Chromium OS, which is, the open source version of Chrome OS. And I've also been playing with various forks or whatever you want to call it of Ubuntu, which is a common distribution. And part of the reason for this is because I have some older hardware here that I like to use. Using this old Lenovo X60, which is it's probably a 10-year-old laptop by now, but it still works. And if you run an operating system on it that actually is, that doesn't require a lot of resources, I mean, you can still browse the web and stuff. And in fact, when I was running, it was the Neverware distribution, which is the Chromium OS, it seemed to work okay. Although if I loaded too many tabs, the 2 gigs of RAM on the system started becoming a problem. And I realized that, the version of Chromium that it's based on is probably a few revs back of what's current. So, their model is a little different. It's, they're bundling it in a different way and doing, and potentially selling it to organizations that have older systems. And so that's instead of buying Chromebooks, they can use the computers they already have. And the reality is if most of the apps you're using are on the web and you're not doing a whole lot with them, that's actually pretty good. And I kind of proved that concept. And I like the simplicity of a Chrome OS that just automatically updates. And there's probably a class of people that would benefit from something like that. Since I wasn't finding an open source version that I liked, because it seemed like that all the other versions that I could find involved, installing is easy enough. Keeping them up to date usually involves blowing a new image on it. It's just like, okay, this is not exactly what I want. So I started looking at Linux distributions, and I'm pretty familiar with Ubuntu. I've been running that on different systems for a while. So I started playing with, Cinnamon and Peppermint and, Ubuntu Mate, I think was what I ended up settling on. And, they take the, of course Ubuntu is based on Debian, which is, it's one of the, them and Slackware and, a few others have been around for a long time. And you could ask me why I didn't pick OpenBSD or whatever. It's like, once you get off of, if you're not on Windows or Mac, and if you Linux is like the next thing that you might get some commercial things for. Everything else is, it's got to be pretty much all open source or it doesn't work. And now, granted, I'm doing that. I'm just basically browsing the web on these systems and not doing a whole lot else. So I could probably have done something, but I'm familiar with Linux, and it didn't really, for something that I just use periodically, it didn't feel like I needed to also have a learning curve to go with it. So I started playing with all these things, and what I realized is that some of these distributions were, they're based on Ubuntu, but they've done some different things with the GUI. Now Peppermint actually looked pretty cool, just in terms of the, I liked the GUI, but it was kind of hard to do some configuration things that it's like, and even Ubuntu Mate had some issues. I'm like, okay, well, how do I get it? How do I do this? Or how do I do that? Things that I could probably figure out on the command line, but if there's a GUI, I might as well try and use it and be a little more like a normal person. But, there's an old joke that's been going around the internet that this is the year of the Linux desktop. And the reality is that I don't think that Linux is ever going to be a desktop operating system. Now, granted, Linux is one in a lot of other ways. A lot of the embedded systems that you end up purchasing have Linux or something based on Linux on them. It's one on the server, but on the desktop, I don't think other than like Chrome OS, which, masks a lot of that complexity, but it's still Linux underneath, by the way. they've just built it around specific hardware and you know, and again, with a specific, you know, specific use case in mind. And in that case, it might be okay. But for a general purpose system, yeah, it's just like there's little inconsistencies in the software, things that the whole user experience isn't thought through. And if you get right down to it, again, it's a free software project. And so, of course, there's going to be, things are done, you know, good enough in a lot of cases. And, you know, and trust me, it's gotten a lot better than what it used to be, you know, 25 years ago or whatever. I mean, I remember installing, you know, Slackware or whatever from the different distributions, and it used to be a lot harder to get all this stuff working. And, you know, now you can pretty much install a Linux distribution on any given hardware, and it pretty much works. Now, granted, once you get beyond that, it starts getting a little, you know, you start running into weird little things. I'm starting to run into things with systemd and God knows what else. But so anyway, I've been playing, as I say, I've been playing with these, and hey, I've been using BitTorrent to download Linux distros, and that's not a joke. Sometimes you'll hear that. It's like, oh, that's a legitimate use of BitTorrent rather than the piracy that everybody else might use BitTorrent for. But it's a useful way to get some of that stuff. And yeah, pretty much every Linux distro that I was able to find had a BitTorrent link, makes it pretty quick and snappy to download some of the ISOs. So anyway, but yeah, I'd say the Ubuntu Mate is of the distros I looked at, that's what I ended up settling on, because it worked on some of the older hardware I had, because that was some of the other ones I'd installed it, and I'm like, it can't keep up with my typing at the lock screen. This is bad. So but again, I was testing it on, as I say, much older hardware. It might maybe on current hardware it's fine, but for my use case, Ubuntu Mate was kind of the winner. You know, again, it's an official Ubuntu project, so it's getting the care and feeding from Canonical. Maybe I got that wrong. I suppose I should have looked before I said that, but it seemed like of the ones that looked like it might actually be, one of the other ones. I mean, that, or I even tried Xubuntu and I wasn't really thrilled with it. So it's because it's got to be fast and it's got to be, you know, easy, it's got to be reasonably easy to use. But but compared to, I don't know, even Windows in some cases, you know, Linux on the desktop still has a long way to go as far as that goes.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.